Let's stick with Huawei for a few more minutes. U.S. officials have been saying for a while that using Huawei equipment in mobile networks poses a national security threat. And today we know why Washington is so worried. The World's Lydia Emanuelito is in the studio with me. So, Lydia, what specifically are U.S. officials now saying Huawei is up to?
Okay, so Marco, if you're a telecom equipment maker like Huawei, you have to, by law, build backdoors into your technology. And those backdoors are used mostly by law enforcement during investigations. So, you know, they can get in and see people's communications. You have to get a warrant or a court order for that. Different countries have different laws. But very few people are supposed to be able to access those backdoors. What the U.S. is saying is that Huawei secretly gave itself access to those backdoors in the networks where their equipment is being used. And we should say here that the Wall Street Journal was first to report on the U.S. intelligence that officials say shows Huawei had this capability for years.
So has Huawei actually used those backdoors, and to what end?
U.S. officials wouldn't say whether they have, but the concern is that they could use them to spy on people's personal communications and their data. And the Trump administration has made it clear that it's not just Huawei they're worried about. They've called the company, quote, an instrument of the Chinese government. So the concern is that Huawei would spy on behalf of the Chinese government. Huawei denies all of this. They told me in a statement that these are, quote, lies being spread by U.S. officials.
So given that we don't really know if and how Huawei is using these backdoors, how significant is this intelligence coming from Washington?
I put that question to Josephine Wolf. She teaches cybersecurity at Tufts University.
The big deal here is not so much the information that's been released, because it's still very, very vague in a lot of ways, but the fact that the U.S. government is slowly starting to release a little more information about why they're so wary of Huawei equipment and what they're concerned about.
Marco, as you said earlier, for a long time, the U.S. has been pressuring countries like Britain, Germany to ban Huawei from their 5G networks, but they hadn't said anything about what concretely they're worried about.
So I do think it's sort of the beginning of what I hope will be the U.S. being more forthcoming about their concerns and the evidence that they've collected. But I don't think we're quite at the stage where it's possible to say, yes, this is a really big deal. All of these countries should be banning Huawei.
And Marco, it looks like the countries that the U.S. has brought this evidence to don't think it's that compelling either. Just a couple of weeks ago, Britain decided not to ban Huawei, despite, you know, lots of lobbying from the U.S. And it's looking like Germany, another country Trump has been trying to convince to stay away from Huawei, also won't ban it. They're expected to vote on that in the next couple of weeks.
The World's Lydia Emanuelito. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.